Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rav Yitzchak Yona ben Chana, Maris Hena Mary Bas Chana, for Rav David Avram ben Yitzchak Yona, Rav Yosef Tzvi ben Yitzchak Yona, Maris Naomi Sarah Bas Rav Yitzchak Yona. The Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin and Mem Aleph Amud Beis asks where you know the concept of shlichus, that shlichus shel adam kamosa. And the Gemara answers from Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha says, how do you know shlichus shel adam kamosa? As it says, v'shechtu also kol kaladas Yisrael bein harbayim. All the Jewish people are shechting karban pesach bein harbayim in the afternoon. In fact, the Gemara is everybody really shechting the pesach? There's only one person shechting. But mikan shluchos shel adam kamosa, one person shechting is like everybody shechting. So here we have a makor that if somebody else does something for you, it's like you did it, shluchos shel adam kamosa. Later on, the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yonasan, who uses this pasuk for another limud, how does he get shluchos shel adam kamosa? Because Rabbi Yonasan learns, how do you know that all of the Jewish people are yotzei with one carbon pesach? Because it says, "V'shachtu also kol kol adas Yisrael bein arba'im, v'chi kol kol shulam shachtim alo lenu shochet ela echad." So then one person shachting. How does the pasuk say that all of Jewish people are shachting? From here you see that Gan's Klal Yisrael is yotzei with one Pesach. Therefore not everybody has to eat a kezayis. It's hard to get such a big carbon and all of Klal Yisrael gets a kezayis. But you see from here that all of Klal Yisrael is yotzei v'pesach echad. So frek the Gemara, according to him, where do you get shliach b'kachim? How do you know that shlichus works by kachim? Answers the Gemara, the yalef minei. There's a side limud. In other words, not only can you learn directly, as Rabbi Yonasan does, that all the Jewish people are yotzei with one pesach, but you can also learn a zayit gezach, and that is that shluchos shel adam is kamoso, kesof kol sof. How many people are shechting? Only one. And he's shechting on behalf of everybody else. So you see from here clearly, not only that kol Yisrael yotzei mepesach echad, you also see the inyan of shluchos shel adam kemoso. So Gemara says, from where do you learn it? Gemara says, minei. You learn it from that very same source. And the Gemara rejects this and says that Dilma Shiny Hasim Disla Shut Bisvikavayu. No. Really, by Kachim, you can't say Shluchos Shel Adam Kamoso. There, in the case of Karban Pesach, you can only say Shluchos Shel Adam Kamoso because everybody is a Shutif in this Karban. But if they're not, the person is not a Shutif, then there's no Shluchos Shel Adam Kamoso. Only when there's a Shutif is Bigavayu. Only when they're partners. Here they're all partners in the carbon. Ad kan divrei ha-gemar. So don't learn from this pasuk, according to Rabbi Yonasan, that shluchos shel adam is kamoso, because here it's shiny hasam, because they're all partners. It's like shutfus bigavayu. If there's no shutfus, then no shluchos shel adam kamoso. Fractosis, I don't understand. We originally proved from Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha that Shluchos Shel Adam is Kamoso from this very self same pasuk. And there the Gemara wasn't Doche that we're talking about where Islay Shutfus Vigavai, only when there's a Shutfus there's Shlichus, but when there's no Shutfus there's no Shlichus. So how can the Gemara was only Doche this Techia? How can the Gemara only rejected this source when Rabbi Yonasan said it? How can the Gemara did not reject it when Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha said it? It's a good kasha. So we are going to answer this kasha to Siyata Dishmaya Rabasi based on the Gaonis of Hagoin Rabbi Chaim Shmuel Levitz Zecher Tzadik Livracha, as recorded in his Shari Chaim and Simon Mem. Tosis in Kedushin earlier and Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis asks, And that Rav Huna says that Kohanim are the Shlichim of Hashem, they're Shluchei Derachmana, because if you think that they're our Shluchim, if you think that Kohanim are our Shluchim, how could it be? How could it be that we can't do something, we can't do what the Kohanim are doing for us, and yet they're our Shluchim? Mika midi danan lo matzina navdina and vinu matzi avdi. Can Zayin Azazach that we can't do something and they can do it? No. It doesn't work. You can't have a shliach that you can't do it and he can do it for you. He can only do it, but you can't do it. So it must be that the shluchim of Hashem. So that's the statement of Rav Huna. So in that, the Gemara, the Tosfos asks, that in the Gemara in Nedarim and the Flamed Hei Amid Beis, we ask if Kohanim are shluchei derachmana or they're shluchei tidan. We ask if Kohanim are the shlichim of Hashem or they're our shlichim. And the Gemara does not resolve this question. Why does the Gemara there not bring this statement over here of Rav Huna, who teaches us this Gevaldik Chiddush, that it must be that they are Hashem's shluchim and not our shluchim? Because if they were our shluchim, how could it be that we can't do it and they can do it on our behalf? So the Gemara there in Nedarim should have brought Rav Huna over here to resolve their query of are they shluchim nidan or shluchim derachmana? Teretz is like our Gemara says. They're pashut shluchim derachmana. Hazoyat gefrek the heilige Tosfos. Tosfos answers in their second Teretz that in, and also in Yuma Yotes Amid Beis, that in Nedarim we're asking if these Kohanim are Shluchei Derachmana and not our Shluchim at all, and if so, if somebody's Mudur Hanam in a Kohen, if he's not allowed to get Hanam from the Kohen is allowed to be Makrav on his behalf, he's allowed to be Makrav Karbonos on his behalf. Why? Because they're Shluchei Derachmana and not Shluchei Didan Klal. Or maybe the other tzad of the Gemara is that they are also Shluchei Didan. Not only are they Shluchei Rachmana, they are also Shluchei Didan. And if that's the case, if they are also our Shluchim, a Mudar Hana is going to be Aser, because then he's getting Hana. But in this sugya of Kiddushin, and it's their Shluchei Didan, you can't get Hana from somebody who you're Mudar Hana from. So if they're Shluchei Didan, he's not allowed to bring the carbon for you. So the Shaila Nedarim is, are they only Shluchei Derachmana and not Shluchei Didan at all, or are they also Shluchei Didan? But in the sugya of Kiddushin, the discussion is whether they are specifically Shluchei Didan. And the Nafgamina is that if the Kohen was makriv shalola das bailim, the carbon is pasul. If they're only shluchei didan, then if the kohen was makriv ladas bailim, then the carbon is pasul, because the bailim didn't know, how could he be a shliach? Or maybe they are also shluchei derachmana, and the carbon is kosher when they're makriv shalola das bailim. And on that, kimta rain Rav Huna, and he resolved this question, and he said that if they were our shlichim dafka, is there something that we can't do that someone else can do on our behalf? No. So it must be they're also Shluchei Derachmana. So in our Gemara and Kiddushin, the assumption is that maybe, indeed, they are already Shluchei Didan. The Shaila is, are they also Shluchei Derachmana? And the Gemara says, Taka, they are also Shluchei Derachmana. In Nedarim, that's our starting point. Our starting point is this Rav Huna, that it's Pasha to us that they're Shluchei Rachmana. However, the Gemara in Nedarim is in doubt, is unsure of the assumption of the Gemara of Kiddushin. The assumption of the Gemara's Kiddushin is that they're definitely Shluchei Didan. That's the assumption. And the Shaila is, are they also Shluchei Derachmana? from ourselves. No, we have a raya, we have a chrech that the shluchah de rachman. Gevaldik. But the Gemara in the Dharma is saying, yeah, but how are you so sure that they're shluchah de done? Now we don't know. And if there's shluchei didan, then the nafkamina is that it's aser b'mudur hanah. Ad kan mi divrei atosus. So Tosus's teretz is, kasha is, why in kedushin are we poshet the shaila and we say that they are clearly shluchei d'rachmana, and in nedarim we ask whether they're shluchei didan or shluchei d'rachmana, and the teretz is that in kedushin we just assume that they're shluchei didan, and we're asking, we're discussing whether they're shluchei d'rachmana, and we're bringing a raya they're shluchei d'rachmana. In nedarim, we accept the hechreach that they're shluchei d'rachmana, but then we ask, are they shluchei didan? Nafka mina l'inyan mudra hano. Reb Shimon in the Shar Yosher, Shar Zayin, Perek Zayin, explains Tosfos famously that in the din of shlichus b'chol haTorah kula, there are two inyanim. One, shlichus of asiyas chaluyos v'kinyanim that are only chal al yidei habaylim. And this, the nature of this shlichus is that the baylim give their koach to the shliach to be poel v'chalos for them. Chalos is a change in halachic status. Sometimes you can give somebody the power to change a halachic status on your behalf. You give him your power to change the halachic status on your behalf. Thus is their erste din. The zweite din of shlichus is heshlichus shel hesyachsus hamaisa. In other words, in an instance where the maisa is a good maisa on the shlichus. Without the shlichus, the maisa is a good maisa. And the shliach need not be makabel koach mea mishaleach to do the maisa. And the whole din shlichus is only to relate the maisa to the mishaleach. It's not a mesiras koach to make a chalos, as in the first type of shlichus, but rather the shliach himself can do it himself. He doesn't need the help of the mishaleach, but we want to be miyaches the maisa, we want to relate the maisa back to the mishaleach. Look at the Or Samech on the third parak of Ishus Halacha Yud Zayin, and the Birkas Shmiel and Kedushin Simen Yates in the name of the Baal HaZecher Yitzchok. This klal that where he can't do something, the shliach, he can also not, a shliach can't do it on his behalf, only applies to shlichus of asiyas chalos v'kinyanim. In this shlichus of making a chalos and doing kinyanim, we have a din that if you don't have the koach to do it, you cannot transfer this koach that you don't have to the shliach. That is all in the case of shlichus for asiyas chalos. There you have to be a baal dover, a baal maisa, a baal koach that you could do it yourself. And then and only then you can give your koach to someone else and he can do it on your behalf. And if you can't do it, then he can't do it for you. But in the second type of shlichus, the shlichus of asiyachsus hamaise, this klal isn't shaykh. Why not? Because this klal, this shlichus, doesn't have a mesiras koach. And the whole inyan of this shlichus is because the shliach is acting based on the command of the Mishaleach, the Maisa relates back to him. And the fact that he can't do it does not shter us. It doesn't bother us that he can't do it because he's not a Mesiris Koach. The Shaleach has the Koach to do it on his own. All we need here is a Siachsus HaMaisa. So if it's a Koach to be Poel HaChalos, there the Mishaleach needs to be able to do it himself in order to give it over to the shliach. But if it is merely his siachsus ha-maisa that the shliach could do it on his own, but he just needs the mishaleach to appoint in order to relate the maisa to the mishaleach, there's no mesiras koach here. In such an instance, the shliach doesn't have to have the koach to do it on the mishalech doesn't have to have the koach to do it on his own. And it clearly emerges like this from Tosfos in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph in Dibur Maaschil Isha, that they wrote that according to Rav, that a woman is not kosher to do bris milah, that we need a pasuk to exclude women, oso velo osa lemute isha, that's not mitzuvah lamales binah, it teaches us that she does not have to ask a man to do the bris milah. If a woman can't do the bris milah, what do you need a miut for? Why do you need to be mamayter? She can't do it anyway. The answer is, the pasuk says Tosfos, that she doesn't have to ask a man to do it on her behalf, to perform the bris milah on her behalf. In the Makne, Kiddushin, Choftes Amar Aleph, he asks, L'chora, Tosfos are talking about a din of shlichus. That the pasuk has come to remind a woman that she doesn't have to appoint to a man as a shliach to do the bris milah for her. We know that she can't do it on her own anyway, and the chiddush of the pasuk is that she doesn't have to appoint a shliach. Because the mitzvah of the father is on the etzem ma'isa amila. So you would think that now this woman, Alt's mother, is chayev to appoint a shliach to do the milah on her behalf. Frek the Makneh, I don't understand. Since she can't do the milah herself, as Rav teaches us, how could she appoint a shliach? So either he says over there that Tosfos don't mean midin shlichus, just that she should find a man to circumcise her son, but they can't be talking about midin shlichus. But according to what we said, according to Reb Shimon Zisod, it's very good, because shlichus and mitzvahs milah is not that the mishaleach is giving his koach over to the shliach. Because the Maisa Hamila, even when it's done without Shlichus, is still a good Maisa Mila. We only need the Din Shlichus to be Miyachitz the Maisa to the Mishaleach in order that his mitzvah should be fulfilled. And in such an instance, the fact that somebody can't do it on their own doesn't prevent them from appointing a Shlichus. So yes, a woman in theory could appoint a man as a Shlichus to do the Bris Mila for her, because she doesn't need to be able to do it herself, because here it's only a Siyachsus HaMaisa, because here it's not a Chalos, it's not a Kinyan. It's not something that Shlichus can't do on his own without the Mishaleach. And all we need the Mishaleach for is the Siyachsus HaMaisa, to relate the Maisa back to the Mishaleach. So you would think that a woman should appoint a man as a Shlichus. Kamashma on the Pasuk did not, but now we understand the Havamin of the Gemara. In the Sefer Shagas Aryeh, in Simon Lamed Hay, he's Tamei on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs at the end of the Minyan HaMitzvahs essay, who writes that women are putter for Mitzvahs Ksivah Sefer Torah. Why are they putter? The Minchas Chinuch is Tamei on the Tamei of the Shagas Aryeh. He says it's Pashut why women are putter. Since women are puzzled to write a Sefer Torah, Memela, they are unable to appoint a shliach, since she can't do it. How can she appoint a shliach? Therefore, says the Minchas Chinuch, women are pater from this mitzvah. But based on what we said, it's not so. In Ksiva Sefer Torah, there we're not creating a hechsher ksiva. We don't need the shlichus to make the ksiva a kosher ksiva. What do we need the shlichus for? Just the siachsus hamaisa. And therefore, this cloud doesn't apply of if I can't do it, I can't appoint a shliach. So you can't say women are putter because they can't appoint a man. They can't appoint a man because it's only a siachsus hamaisa. And that is the biur b'divrei Tosfos. In this din of shlichus and karbanos that we discuss, whether Kohanim are Shluchei Didan or Shluchei Derachmana, there are two separate discussions. One discussion is, if in order to be Machshir the Karban, the Kohanim need the Das and the Koach of the Bailin, or do they have Koach to be Machshir the Karban even without Bailin? And that is what the Sugya is interested in Kedushin, Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Now, when we're discussing whether the Kohanim need the Das Bailim to be Machshir the carbon or not, and the Tzad that their Shluchei Didan, if the carbon brings it without the Shlichus of the Bailim, Farshtetzich, that the carbon is Puzzle. Because they need our Das in order to be Machshir the carbon. And on that, Rav Huna says that these Kohanim are, in fact, Shluchei Derachman also. In other words, the Kohanim have the koach to be machshir the karbon even without Das Bailim. Because if you say that they're only Shluchei Didan, they're not Shluchei Derachmana, that would mean that the koach hechshir karbon is in the hands of the Bailim, like a fresh trumas and maisus for chayotzei bezeh. How would it work through shlichus? If they can't do it, how are the Kohanim doing it on their behalf? So it must be medarv zogin from dantes gedringin that they're shluchei derachmana. That's a beautiful pshat in the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin. We want to know, is a carbon kosher only with Das Bailim or even without Das Bailim? Do we need the shlichus of the Bailim to be machshir the carbon? Is there a hechsher carbon without the Das Bailim? And the answer is, it can't be that you don't need Das Bailim. It can't be, that it's only Shluchei Didan. It must have a hechsher even without the Das Bailim. Why? Because if you need a Das Bailim, that would mean that they are giving the Kohanim the Koach. And in cases where you're giving them the Koach, then if you can't do it, then they can't do it. There's no Mesiris Koach, and the Israelim can't bring a carbon themselves. So it must be that the carbon is kosher, it has Hechsher carbon, even without the Das Bailim, even without the Israel. And therefore we have to say that they're also Shluchei Derachmana. That is the Nidon in Maseches Kiddushin. If the Kohanim, if we say Shluchei Didan, that they're our Shluchim, if the Kohanim bring it, Shelo B'Shlichus HaBailim, the carbon is Pasul. But we say they can't be Shluchei Didan only, because if they're only Shluchei Didan, then they wouldn't be able to bring the carbon, because if we're dealing with Hechsher carbon, and if we can't do it, they can't do it. They don't have the koach. So it must be the Shluchei Derachmana. The second discussion is Binogei L'Mitzvus HaKrava. Is the mitzvah that the Bailim should do all of the Avodos L'Pirteihem Al Yedei Shlucheihem HaKohanim? Is the mitzvah that the Bailim should do all of the avodos through their shluchim, the Kohanim? Or is the mitzvah of avoda only incumbent upon the Kohanim? Who has the mitzvah to do this avoda? Is it only on the Kohanim, or is it on the Yisraelim who do it through the Kohanim? That is the discussion of the Sugya Nedarim. Because it's pasha to us that the Kohanim have the Koach HaKrava without Shlichus Bailim, as we learned in Kiddushin. And that's the Hanacha Pshuta of the Sugya and Kiddushin, of Nedarim, like we concluded in Kiddushin, that they're Shluchei Derachmana. Shluchei Derachmana is another way of saying that they don't need the Koach HaBailim to be Machshir the carbon. They're Shluchei Derachmana. But the Shaila now is, are they also Shluchei Didan? You're right, they have a Hechsher carbon, but who's doing the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah akrava being done by the Bailim through the Kohanim? Or is the mitzvah Savoda only incumbent upon the Kohanim? Does the mitzvah akrava sakarban have to be miyuchas to the Bailim? In other words, the second type of shlichus, siachsus hamaisa. And the nafkaminas, lamudr hanom and akoyim. If the Kohen does the Shlichus of the Bailim, it's Aser, but Mudr Hanof. Now that he got enough from the Kohen, he's not allowed to do something with my Shlichus. And this Shaila, you cannot resolve from the Yisod that if I can't do it, how's the Shliach doing it on my behalf, and the Kohen doing it on my behalf? Because this Klal was only said in order to be Machshir the Karban. This is only if we needed Shlichus to be Machshir the Karban. But that we already concluded that we clearly have. We clearly have Shlichus Lahechshir HaKarban. But this klal of if I can't do something, I can't appoint somebody else, does not apply to a siachsus ha-pa'ula. A person can do a pa'ula on my behalf even if I cannot do it on my own. If we just want to relate the pa'ula back to me, I'm not giving him any koach. So it could be related back to me even if I don't give him the koach. So on that, the Gemara Nedarim is asking, is there Hisyachsus HaMaisa? Is the Maisa relating back to the Yisrael? Al Techshir Karban, they have Echshir Karban, they're Shluchei Derachmana. The Shail is, are they Shluchei Didan? Shluchei Didan is another way of saying, is the Maisa Miyuchas back to me? And the Nafkamina is Lenin Echshir Karban. So since the Gemara in Kiddushin and the Gemara in Adarim are talking about two different issues, the Gemela, the Gemara in Adarim, didn't bring the Gemara in Kiddushin as a raya. We already resolved from Kiddushin that there's Shluchei Derachmana, the Karban's kosher, without the Bailim. Even though the Bailim can't do it on their own, it doesn't bother us. But when we're talking about a Siachsus HaMaisa, the fact that the Bailim can't do it on their own doesn't tell us anything about whether the Maisa can be Yuchas back to them. Can be Yuchas back to them even if they can't do it on their own. So that is the first part of our shir, and Amir Tzushem, we have more to go. B'li neder b'siyata d'shmai, I hope to get to it, because we have to decide whether we have to answer the original kasha that we started with, which was, why is the Gemara only docha? Later in the Gemara, that is le'shutfus b'gavei, that you only have shlichus when you're a shutuf, but not earlier on. That, Amir Tzushem, is our arbit for the next shir. We should be zocha lilmod with the lamid lishma v'las. The kaim is called every samot teresu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.